case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons, you're a school mom now. You have a school mom friend that's having issues that Allie can relate with.
What the hell?
I need moms with children to listen up and maybe chime in at 71037. Yeah. I need Allie's help specifically in room.
Well, my sister is a principal.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, brilliant. I hear about this all the time. I hear both sides. I hear the parent side where they're being ridiculous and irrational and they want to flip out. And I hear the principal side where they're like, there's only so much we can do. Chill out.
And your mom worked in schools too, didn't she?
My mom was a school psychologist. Yeah. Yep. She was a teacher before that.
See?
My sister was a teacher.
You're going to the right person, Gibbons.
I got some stuff. What do you need?
I can just hope my friend Joey Lou, yes, she's a girl and her name is Joey Lou, back in New Jersey.
Such a Jersey name, Joey.
As she's making breakfast for the kids, I hope she's listening now because she might be going to jail, y'all.
She might be listening with our radio.com app.
Right?
Go ahead.
So her kid comes home from school yesterday, right?
Yeah.
She opens up the kid's backpack and she finds 12 slips to the nurse's office. The kid's been in school 2.5 weeks.
12?
So meaning the kid's going to the nurse's office every day, right? On the slips, it'll say the reason for coming down.
Okay.
What is the kid's ailment? She's looking, and it's things like he had an itch on his knee.
Mm-hmm.
His finger was hurting.
Yeah.
He scratched.
And he's in what grade?
He's in kindergarten.
Okay.
Kindergarten kid. But it's all these excuses for going to the nurse that aren't real issues, that aren't actual
ailments. He's making
up
reasons to go down to the office. Sounds like my son in kindergarten.
Yeah.
So my friend Joey Lou sees these 12 slips and goes, why was he going to the nurse's office every day for things that clearly aren't injuries? B, why was I not told about this?
Yeah. Okay, why is she getting 12 at once? I don't understand that.
Exactly. Didn't know.
So she's saying, did she look in his backpack for 12 days, or were they literally, they gave her 12 at once?
She looked, she's a very good mom, and she's very almost a helicopter mom, where she's very on top of things like that. So 12 in one day show up. So she calls the school.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, my son Jose is got these nurse's slips for, you know, an itchy knee, his finger hurts. Like, these clearly aren't injuries. A, why wasn't I told? And B, what's the deal?
Yeah.
And the nurse goes, well, sometimes kids just need a time to have a break. So this is probably when Jose needs to have a break during his day.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Joey goes, the nurse's office is not a place to have a break.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse's office is where children go when they're sick.
Right, but if they are complaining about something's wrong with them, you don't want to not send them either, and then something's wrong with them, probably.
Yeah, fair.
However, because he's in kindergarten, I think it's funny, and I think she needs to re-freaking-lax. Owen did this his whole kindergarten year. He would always be in the office because if he got anxiety or whatever, he'd make up some reason why he had to go to the office, and it was like he liked hanging out with the adults more than the kids.
Now,
and I just knew what it was. And then he got more comfortable as the year went on, and now he doesn't go to the nurse's office at all.
Now, I asked her, could it be that he maybe is nervous? He didn't
do... Yes, 100%.
He didn't do 4K or 3K, so he went from like...
Oh, well, that's...
A babysitter
to... That's the first issue. You're putting your kid right into big kid school with no socialization at other schools is tough for them.
Well, she did like...
Hudson comes in with years of being in classes, whereas some kids come in with none of that.
Yeah, I mean, she had a babysitter, like, you know, watching the kid and a couple other kids 4 days a week.
It's not the same.
Okay.
The kid's never had any structured school. The kid doesn't know what the kid's doing.
I'm just wondering why it happened 12 times and the teacher 12 times was like, your finger itches? All right, go to the nurse. Your head hurts? Your head itches? Go to the nurse. Your knee itches? All right, go to the nurse.
I think it's because they don't want to say you're faking it.
Yeah.
Shut up and then something's wrong.
And that's
what they're allowed to.
Then the kid goes home and my buddy Joey Lou goes, you're faking it. It's not an injury. And then
they've only known him for 2 weeks, a five-year-old. And how do you even get to know a five-year-old?
Okay, because she went from 0 to 100 in Jersey mode.
I don't think this is a reason to like fight someone though. This is stupid. Like, if you're gonna fight someone, let it be because like something horrific's happening to your kid.
Right.
Your kid's nervous. He's going to the office. That's funny. Like, I think that's actually really funny. I think she needs to lighten up a little.
I think it's normal to be curious and ask what happened. To ask, but
and
not
I think
to
it's
be
normal for the kid to want to go to the office, to walk to school and do whatever he can do.
Yeah.
This is all new to me, which is why when she asked me, I said, I don't freaking know, but I'll ask my friends.
I don't want to draw shapes. My knee itches. I'm gonna go to the nurse.
So what did the school say when she said why are you sending him to the office? Yeah. What was their response?
They said it because he needs a safe zone and he probably just needed to take a break, so we allow him
to
take a break.
They're onto it. It's like my son. They're onto it. They know he's just trying to get out of the class.
Okay, because she's going, well,
he's in kindergarten. Like, let him. It's been 2 weeks.
And she's not satisfied with that explanation, so she's like, can I get in a meeting with the principal to have a sit-down?
Oh,
she's
that mom. I hate these moms so much. Oh, my God. They won't drop it. They won't let it go. They're convinced their kid is being tortured, and it's always something stupid, and they go up there and they harass harass the school staff, and the school staff can't stand them, and all they do is interrupt the school day. I can't stand those moms.
And Gibbons, this is one day. One day.
What do you mean?
This is one day that happened in just one day. This isn't like a pattern. This isn't a pattern of like every day it's 12.
No,
this is one day it was 12.
No. She got,
needs to get a life.
She got 12 notices that it happened every day for 12 days, but here's the 12 slips.
Oh, okay.
So it's happening every day at school, same
every
time.
Every day it's one little
thing. I don't
know
why they're not sitting on the slips every day, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
I always get them that day. Cool. That's the weird part. However, I think she needs to lighten the hell up. Her kid's in freaking kindergarten, second week. Like, chill out.
Thank you. Okay.
Chill the hell out. Dude.
I wouldn't
stop
tell
harassing.
Her that.
Don't bug the staff. The staff is trying to make your kid comfortable.
Yep.
Is this what you said to her?
No, I did, but I was like, I don't really...
No, you're right.
Okay.
That's what I say. Yeah. My sister would say that.
Because
I'm not a parent. I'm just listening and agreeing.
I think it's obvious she's being ridiculous. Like, if he was in third grade, going to the office every day, we could talk about it.
Sure.
He doesn't know. He's never been to school in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's in kindergarten.
He's giving me goosebumps.
Tell the mom to chill the hell out. And I would use a different word if we weren't on the air.
Because I tried to tell her that, and I'm telling her, like, yo, you need to calm down. And she's like, you don't have kids. You don't know. Which is why I brought it on the air and I asked you, Allie, specifically.
You don't have to have kids to know lighten the hell up, dude.
No.
We got some texts to 71037. My kid is in seventh grade and still chooses detention over going out for recess. Some kids just need a break from everyone. I stopped fighting it. So maybe the kid just really does need a break. Okay.
The kid just wanted to do something else.
I hope
somebody said, I agree with Allie. It's not a big deal.
Yep.
My kids would go to the nurse all the time. One, because the health room aide was awesomely nice. And two, because they were just bored in class. And Owen, too, a lot of that with his ADHD.
Exactly.
Okay.
Owen found all kinds of reasons to go to the office.
Maybe the nurse is really cool and like has fun games in there. I don't know.
Like, I think he liked going to...
While you're here, let's do a puzzle.
Yes.
Okay. Joey Lou.
We had a cool nurse in school. I remember a cool nurse.
And he's probably just bored. They're probably right. Yeah. He's probably just like...
Nurse Nikki and Nurse Jackie. Okay, so Joey Lou needs to calm the hell down.
But she needs to... I hate that. Like, parents, I don't think it's healthy to just send your kids straight to school. I think they need some kind of buildup where... Because I think those kids struggle the most.
For sure.
Because it's such a transition. Like, you basically coddle them until they're five, and then you send them to school. Versus... my kid will go have structured kinder care or 4K or whatever, and then...
I disagree. Get to the real... Welcome to the real world. Throw them in deep and welcome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.